Yes, 90 good years. Just talk to us about the 90 years first as a young cyclist growing up, and also from a golf perspective.
Well, thank you. And any time you reach 90, you're blessed. My life has been quite an epic journey. We were poor when I was young. We lived in poor neighborhoods. My father worked down the mine. My mother's dead at 9. My brother's at war at 17. Sister's at boarding school. But what saved me was I went to King Edward VII school. You know, South Africa have the best high schools in the world. Now, I've traveled more miles than any human being that's ever lived. I'm invited to universities, to schools, the biggest businessmen in the world. I've played with every president in America and leaders around the world. Our schools, our kids. When I was young, there were no black kids at my school. Now it's 50-50. They speak 5 languages. They dress with a great code. They have respect. They taught the highest education in the world. And I'm so proud of them. I went to that school. It saved me. Although I went an hour and a half to school, hour and a half back, nobody at home when I got home. I had putu and maroch for all those years. I lay in bed for 2 years on and off wishing I was dead. That's what made me a world champion. You got to suffer a little bit to become a champion, a world champion at something. And then my life changes. I start winning by the grace of God, but I worked and I hit more balls and I went to the gymnasium and I worked on my mind, all kinds of things, studied a lot, and then I became a world champion at golf. Then I played with every president in America, royal family, traveled the world. And I saw wonderful things and I saw terrible things. And the villages of Africa and the villages of India and then to the top of echelon in the United States of America. So it's been an experience for me that I don't know if anybody in the world's ever had. And it's taught me to have respect and to have love in my heart for everybody. And isn't this what the world needs now? You can't dislike a man because he's a Jew or he's a black or he's a Christian or a Muslim. This is what's happening in the world. There's too much hate. And that's the beautiful thing about golf. I'm here today for my birthday. We've invited 400 people from all over the planet. They've come here to be here for 3 days with me. What an honor and how much I appreciate it. And what is existing here is nothing but sheer love for each other. And it's so, so rewarding to see it. And it's such an example to young people that are coming here. Because the youth of a nation are the trustees of posterity. We've got to look at the youth.
Mr. Blair, you speak obviously about the great world leaders you've met. And I know in the past you've spoken highly of the late President Nelson Mandela. We're looking at South African sporting success with the Springboks, Banyana Banyana, the Proteas, women's cricket and so on. Are you in a place where you're saying the old man's dream and wishes are now being fulfilled by this younger generation and obviously what you also wish for this country as well?
Well, I was blessed to spend 3 years with Madiba and we made a lot of money for young black children. So I got to see him and understand him and work out in my mind what sort of a man he was. He was a saint. He was a saint. He was a special, special messenger from God. How many people do you think would go to jail for 2 years and come out and not have hatred? For 20 years or more. And he came out. I never heard him say one nasty thing about anybody. Now, it's very easy to be on the other side and be a young man and say, kill the Boer. I don't believe that Malema's mother taught him to do that. I don't believe his father taught him that. I don't believe he really means that. You can't be that. He's a sharp guy, that. If he had Mandela's approach to politics, he'd be president of this country. Not a question, because he's got character, he's got charisma, he's got everything. But be that as it may. Mandela, every time I was with him, every time, I cried. Now, when I was on the golf course, there's never been a more fierce competitor than me. But off the golf course, I'm a crybaby. And it's a good thing, because tears are from God with love. And I can tell you, that man was something special.